Blog Talk Radio.
Tell your heart to beat again. If that song doesn't touch you, then I don't even know what to say. Well, good evening, everybody. This is Jeannie. It is Monday night, June the 28th, and I'm so glad to be here with each and every one of you. And as always, I say thank you for taking your precious time. Everybody's time is so valuable these days, but taking your time to be here with me tonight. I want to talk to y'all just a few minutes tonight before we start taking callers about being real, being real. I guess there's been two or three instances in the last few days that it has struck me how important being real is. And for me personally, I come from a very blunt, down-to-earth family, and I probably tend to be blunt and honest to a fault at times. But being real in a world that we live in today that is so full of deception and smoke and mirrors and things not being what they appear to be and what they're put on to be, that it becomes even more important as the body of Christ to be real with one another, to be real with God, to be real even with the world, with those that would come into the body of Christ. And I have to say, people everywhere, that seems to be the biggest question nowadays is what's real, what's believable, what is really going on, what's behind the scenes. Goodness, we've seen it so much in the political world and still do. But we see it everywhere because it's like people have become professionals at being actors. You know, you look at even the movies now, you know, the special effects they have these days. You know, if you go watch Star Wars and various things, the special effects nowadays, they look so real. And if you've ever been to any of the movies and put on the little 3D glasses and all, I mean, it'll feel like you're there. It'll feel like that you're, whether it's Jurassic Park or whatever, you'll feel like that you're looking a dinosaur in the face, or you'll feel like you're in a spaceship because of the quality of special effects now, their ability to make what is not real seem real. You know, you go back and you look at some of the old movies we saw growing up, Lost in Space and stuff like that, and now it would look so hokey. You think, oh my gosh, I can't believe I enjoyed that back then, because we're so used to seeing things that are so much more technical, that are so much more skilled and just over-the-top ability. But see, unfortunately, we're seeing that. We see that in people now, too. I know one day I was out and about town, I don't remember all the situation. I just remember watching some teenagers or young people. They might have been in their early 20s. But anyhow, just thinking, you know, watching how that maybe they don't open the doors for little old folks that are going in and out and not polite, you know, not say yes or so and no sir and things like that. And I'm thinking to myself, I thought, gosh, parents don't seem to be raising kids with respect for adults these days. You know, that was my first thought. It was like, where is the respect from young people now? And almost instantly I thought, you know, the kids nowadays, so many of them, they have seen people that preached one thing or said one thing and then it was the opposite, that it was nothing like that. They've seen it in church stuff. They've seen it in movies. People that they would have considered heroes, whether it was in sports or in actors and things like that, just to find out later, you know, they'd be arrested for pedophilia. They'd be arrested for drugging somebody and raping them or you know, what any number of things. You know, someone that maybe, you know, you think back at Clark Gable that played such a handsome ladies man, just to later find out in real life that he was homosexual and had a lot of issues. And it's like, wow. But I thought, you know, the young people now, so many of them, they have seen people, adults, that maybe preached to them about being honest, and yet they were stealing from their business where they worked, or any number of things, you know, preached being faithful, and yet were running around with their wives or their husbands. That I think many of them they've lost that confidence that they can believe in people. They've lost that confidence that there are those in this world that's really real. You know, and we've seen it in ministries too. And true, there are those that love God with all their heart and they just fall into sin. And unfortunately, it many times can all but destroy their witness. It can destroy their ministry, even though some of those repent and they get their life back on track and they truly love God. They just fail, you know, but they get their life back on track, and that's the main thing, and get back in real communion and union with the Lord, and they continue on. But see, the damage is still done. But that's, you know, that's a different story than the ones that we've heard through the years that, you know, that it was a racket. You know, it was a racket that it was all about making money and, you know, putting it forth a front in order to deceive people and to benefit in whatever way that was, which most of the time we know it's typically money. I pulled up a scripture, Matthew 5:8, that's about being real. And it was Jesus, you know, Jesus, he really had issues with the religious sect because they were not what they put on to be. And he said, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men." You know, that old saying, and I say it from time to time, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. A lot of times we hear things that it's just lip service. You know, and I've said it at times. I've heard it said at times. I've been on the receiving end of that stuff. It is so important as the body of Christ that we be believable to people, that we be honest. Even God, I mean, we have to be honest with God, of where our hearts are, where our hurts are. You know, he already knows what's going on in our life. He knows our fears. He knows our downfalls. He knows the places where we fall short. I mean, he knows us better than we know ourselves. And so it's okay to go to God and say, "God, you know, this person's really hurt my feelings," or "Lord, I'm trying to like them," or "I'm trying to get along with them, but they're always, you know, pulling my chain. They're always confrontational, God. How do I deal with that? I would like it just to go away." And, you know, God doesn't, he doesn't mind if we're just real with him. You know, there's nothing that's more stinky than religious put on. You know, and when Jesus walked the earth, that was something that he was just like, you know, "You're dead men's bones. You know, you put on a religious air," in my words, "you put on a religious air, but you're just full of dead men's bones. There's no life in you." And in this world, people will know, they will recognize if we put on religious airs. For me personally, it just makes me want to barf. I'm sorry. I have little to no tolerance for a bunch of religious put on. I don't like it at all. You know, be real with me or don't be with me at all. But, and I'm not going to call any names. There's a person here local that nowadays pastors a church. Way back when my husband was around him some through work, they didn't work together, but we're in the same field of work. And occasionally would run into him. And when we first got married, you know, once in a while I would be with Hollis and would run into him too. And it was always, you know, originally it was like, "Oh, hey, how y'all doing, Hollis, Jeannie? You know, what y'all been up to? You working hard? You know, playing any golf, Hollis, blah, blah, blah." Just normal conversations. And then later, you know, as occasionally, never went to his church, but anyhow, later as we occasionally ran into him, maybe in church services somewhere, revival somewhere or something, then all of a sudden the talk changed and it became, if we ran into him somewhere, it was like, "Oh, you know, hi, brother and sister so-and-so, hallelujah, praise God, how are y'all today, I'm blessed, and praise the Lord," you know, and it was like, really, what happened to, "Hey, y'all, how y'all been doing, and how you getting along," and you know. And not that there's anything wrong with saying, "I'm blessed," or "Praise God, God is good." But when it comes off as a religious put on, it just stinks. It just stinks. And people see through that. You know, and people that are not part of the body of Christ, they see it too. You know, people can sense that sort of thing. You know, and I know this is cliche, but I've seen a little sign on a church down the road at times. It would say, you know, "People don't care how much you know till they know how much you care." And I thought, boy, that is so real. I mean, that is so right on that, you know, if we're trying to convince people that we know the Bible one side to the other, I'm sorry, the devil does too. Hello? But when we have a heart for people, when we honestly care where they are and what's going on in their lives, they will feel that too. They will know that it's not just lip service trying to get them to put a, you know, an offering into our church because we're building a new, you know, a new recreational center for the kids, or we want our name to be recognized or anything like that. It just is so important just to be real with people. You know, and same thing, you know, I hear people all the time that they'll, you know, it doesn't matter if you're going on vacation or if you're going to church or if you're going shopping, and they'll say, I'm praying for you. And sometimes I want to say, what are you praying about? You know, if it's great if someone's going on vacation and you say, you know, I pray that y'all are safe and you have the favor of God, have a great time. But when it comes off insincere, then you're better off to say nothing. You know, and if you tell somebody you're going to pray for them, you know, I see a lot of needs of people that maybe I don't really know them that well. Maybe I've met them one time, or maybe just acquaintances with them, or they're a friend of a friend. I'll see things on Facebook where they're going through difficulty, or, you know, whether they've had COVID or have had car wrecks and just various things, heart, you know, heart problems. And I may put on, you know, a lot of people, they'll put prayers, this and that. And I promise you, if I write praying, then I've prayed. Now, I may not pray for days on end, but more than likely I will pray for you right then. And it's important to God that if we tell somebody, because if we tell them that we're going to pray for them or that we're praying for them, that we do it. You know, otherwise just saying, I wish you healing. I wish you all the best. But to have integrity, especially as the body of Christ, is so important. Because when others see, not only for our own hearts, and because God sees all, but when others see insincerity, it turns them off. Those people become so difficult to reach sometimes because they think then everybody's a liar. And that nobody really has integrity and no one is really who they say that they are. You know, bottom line is be real. You know, be real. And this, I actually had written down a few things that had come across my mind. I hadn't even really looked at the notes other than the scripture tonight. I'm just talking from my heart. You know, because as I have seen things and heard things that I thought, man, that just comes off so cheap. That comes off so fake. You know, nobody likes a fake. You know, I don't want fake meat. I don't want fake anything. And neither does anyone else. People want, they want truth. You know, America has been screaming for truth, truth in the elections, truth in what's going on behind the scenes, truth of where COVID really came from, and did it come from China, and was it on purpose, and things like that. But we have to remember that we represent Christ, and he is totally and completely believable and real and down to earth and honest. Yes, his ways are not like our ways and his thoughts are not like our thoughts. When I say down to earth, I mean where the rubber meets the road. God doesn't mince words. He means what he says. And I know sometimes it can be difficult because we're afraid that maybe we'll offend someone or maybe we'll frighten someone, particularly people that aren't familiar with the Holy Spirit and gifts of the Spirit and things like that. But sometimes even I struggle with being, okay, do I be as blunt and say what really, you know, what really is in my heart or what goes across my mind? Because I realize that I come from a family that's much more blunt than most people are. Stuff that would just seem normal to me might make someone else's eyes roll in the back of their head, you know? But anyhow, we want to be believable to people. We want to have integrity. We want to not put on religious airs, because people see through that so much, and it turns them off. It turns them away. And then they become skeptical often. Is any of it real? Because they ran across one or two that weren't real, then they start to assume that, okay, none of it's real. So, anyhow, kind of a sobering little talk tonight, but still something that needs to be said, and just be aware, you know. We're not trying to impress anybody. We don't need anybody's approval. You know, the one that we're trying to please is God. You know, everything that we do in this life, ultimately, it's going to be between us and God. So, you know, we don't have to sound super religious. Better we don't. We don't always have all the answers. We don't always know where every scripture is. But we're not trying to live up to somebody else's standards, and we're not trying to meet somebody else's expectations. We are who we are, and who God created us, and ultimately, that's the only one that we have to please. That's the only one that really we have to answer to is the Lord. You know, when it's all said and done, everything's wrapped up here in this world, we answer to the Lord. So, amen. Well, I'm going to play another song here while I write down the phone numbers, and then we will begin taking callers. All righty.
You dance over me while
Lord, we just thank you tonight for each and every one. And Lord, we ask that you open our hearts. Lord, open our ears to hear. Lord, open our mouths, even that if we open our mouth, that you will fill it. Lord, we thank you for loving us. Lord, for even bringing correction. Lord, I personally say, Lord, that I love your correction. Lord, that I love that you love me enough to keep me on track, Lord, that, Lord, and I just honor you. I thank you. I praise you, Lord. And Father, I thank you for each and every one that's listening tonight and that's called in tonight. And Lord, I just ask for breakthrough and blessing and, Lord, confirmation in their lives, Lord, for bringing clarity to each and every one. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let me grab a drink just right quick. All right, my first caller is 910-709.
Hi, Jeannie. This is Sylvia.
Hi, Miss Sylvia. How are you tonight? Yes,
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank goodness at least this computer is trying to do right a little bit tonight. Well, let's pray for you. Let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Sylvia, Father and Lord. I just thank you. I hear the word decree. Lord, I thank you, Father, for using her to decree your word, Lord, that you will speak through her, Father, that she will decree a thing and it shall be established. Lord, I thank you, Father, for using your handmaiden to do your will, Lord, the one that you will not. Sylvia, what I'm getting is like God keeping his hand on you, that he would not allow you to be swayed by others or controlled by others or in any way for others to use you for their own gain in any way or try to control you, try to manipulate you. That God is very jealous over you, that you are his, you know, and even when it comes to ministry things, we have to always be very, like, wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. That was a scripture my mom used to say a lot. But always be aware. People don't always, sometimes I think they don't always even mean to. Maybe they're used to doing that. They're used to being controlling. Maybe particularly if they're in leadership and they're used to shepherding a people. But sometimes we can still run across a situation where it honestly can squelch the movement of God, the flow of the Spirit in our life. If people start trying to almost. It sounds rude, but like almost be a handler, you know, that almost like they're, I don't know how else to say it. I'm controlling, but almost like they're your handler, sort of, you know, kind of like, you know, I'm the one, you know, and I'll tell you how to do this and what to do and blah, blah, blah. Few years ago, there was a door that opened to me, and at the time it opened, I felt to go ahead and accept it. It was very quickly done, but almost immediately, because I have to be free to move with the Spirit of God. I have to be free to flow with Lord, particularly when it comes to music and things like that. I have to have a freedom. Uh-huh. And almost immediately in this situation, they began to put their thumb upon me and like, well, you know, let me approve your songs and let me, you know, you do the kind of songs that I want you to do and this and that. And it just it just totally like put a wet blanket on like the anointing and how God works through me. You know, I don't know how God works through others, but I can only move with the Lord and how God works through me and what he does in me. And like I said, it was very quickly, like in just a couple, 2 or 3 months that I just completely, it was like, God, I can't function like this. And I back out of it and said, I'm sorry, I can't do this. And you'll have to get someone else. And we just have to be very aware, because sometimes we're in situations that we know that it's a door that the Lord opened. We know, we can be so excited sometimes to get to step forward in the gifts and the things that God's called us to, and just excited sometimes just to know, okay, I'm doing what God's called me to do. But to always be have our feelers out, so to speak, you know, have our discernment to be able to just be aware, you know, if there are those around us that would try to step into control and that's not to mean that there's not order there. You know, certainly when we go to somebody else's church or something like that, you know, they have authority in their own church and there is order for sure. But I just sense the jealousy of God, and that God would use you, like him saying, I will use you. I will work through you in the way that I choose and that I please. You are mine, and that God has awesome things he wants to do through you. But we have to be very careful not to ever bow to people, you know, bow to people and let them get into a controlling situation or to begin to do anything that would thwart that anointing flowing the way God wants to. Because I know, isn't the case with me, it certainly can, you know, if people start putting their own putting their own will on you.
So
take that pray about it, you know, just the wisdom there. Certainly that's not any kind of warning word or anything like that. It's more just a word of wisdom of, you know, being aware. And I know you have wisdom. I mean, I've talked to you enough times. I know that you have the wisdom of the Lord. And you know, this actually kind of goes along with the words that I spoke, kind of the little message.
Yes, I was going to say that.
About seeing things for what they were. So go ahead.
Yes, I was listening to that. I really love that word that you gave tonight, because
it's so
funny that this is coming up, because when you were talking on the subject of being blunt, well, I'm the same way, but God has sort of calmed it, you know, it's sort of calmed down. It calmed down from what it used to be. So people don't know, you know, I'm always nice, but they don't know that I can be blunt as well, because it calmed down. And I know exactly what the word is tonight, is because I was thinking that when this trip is over, he told me a long time ago through a prophet to not to allow anybody to control the ministry that he's placed me in. So he's bringing it up again. So I'm very watchful, because I know that, you know, this was an open door, but I feel like that maybe the person wants to make a connection with me. That it seems like that maybe she thinks that this is going to be a partnership, when really it's not going to be. And it's funny you brought, this is the second time you're telling me that, because I've been feeling that. But I know that when this is over, you know, I feel like it's not going to be a continuous thing.
Right.
You know, that it won't, but I feel like she wants it to be, to keep like a control thing, that maybe she want to control and be a partnership in ministry, when God has not told me anything about a partnership. You know, he told me, you know, to do that. And so when you're bringing this up, that's exactly what I've been feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, you know, yeah, I've been feeling that, that she, you know, she wants to do that. But I know that it's not going to go that way because my mother, I've always been the type, I can never be controlled. So, you know, I would have no problem with telling whoever that if the Lord didn't say it, then I'm not doing it. He has to tell me, you know, that he has to tell me this is what he wants me to do. And if he doesn't tell me, then I'm not doing it. And,
to hear from God ourselves on things, because I'm sorry, I've had too many times where people say, well, God told me, and I'm thinking, yeah, but if he didn't tell me, honey, it's not happening. You know, I've got to go with what God tells me, and if someone else gives us a word that's completely opposite of what we have been feeling in our hearts, and particularly where the peace of God is concerned, then just check it. You know, we have to check it. And if we have to go back and pray, you know, and inquire of the Lord again, you know, and say, God, has anything changed here? You know, because I'm fine with doing that. You know, it's like, Lord, make me to know again, Lord, you know, really what you want, have, you know, so that I don't have a wall up anywhere. But I've also had people say, well, God's told me so and so, and I'm thinking, God hadn't told me that. So,
but really, like this trip, I felt this one, but I have discerned that she's trying to make, a connection, like a ministry between the two of us.
Right.
And God has not partnered me with anybody because this is my first trip, so I'm just getting started. So I'm the type, you know, you can't leave me around by my nose because I'm not that easy.
Yeah, I sometimes tell people just their personal desires can get involved in things. Yeah. You know, if they enjoy your company and they like you and they think, oh, man, we would be a great team together. Maybe it's just their personal desires and things like that. But like I said, this was not any kind of warning word at all, anything like that. It may or may not have had anything to do with this Florida trip. I don't know. God didn't tell me any of that. It was just sensing, you know, that God has his hand on you and that God is jealous over you and that God, he's reiterating that he will lead you and that he will use you in the way that he chooses. You know, he places this in the body, gives gifts as he chooses. So just that you're his and your place is to follow him, whatever he says, not man. So anyhow.
Right.
Well, God bless you, sweetie. Is there anything that you needed prayer about specifically before I move?
Oh, no, that's it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and thank you for holding.
Okay. You have a good night.
251-342. I think this is Miss Latrice.
It is. How are you this evening, Jenny?
I'm good, hon. I'm good. I hope you're doing well.
I'm hanging tough.
You always do. Yeah. You always do. Father, I thank you for Patrice, Lord. Father, I just thank you for refreshing and, Lord, for just infusing her, Lord, with new energy, with new hope, with new expectation, God. Latrice, I'll be honest, I have felt two or three times almost like just a little bit of a tiredness or a little bit of a weariness. And that may not necessarily be even physical. It may be, it may not be. Sometimes we can just kind of in the doldrums, but in a sense, maybe that's the word, of just the everyday things that we go through and the everyday responsibilities and just kind of repeating this stuff over and over. And like every day I wake up and I've got this in front of me, and every day that I wake up I've got these responsibilities and this that I've got to take care of and these people I've got to speak with. I don't know. I just keep sensing like a need for a refreshing there, just a need for maybe added to a break from the norm. Anyhow, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just bringing a sense of new, Lord, a new, just bringing the new to Latrice. Father, Lord, breathing your breath, blowing across the things that she is involved in, Lord, but also bringing just a new excitement, a new energy, just a sense of new, of some things being completed so that she can move on from some things being completed and those doors closing in the sense that, okay, this is finished and this is done. But, Lord, just bringing a new freshness, a new breath, some new energy and some new things into Latrice's life that just breathes new life. Just breathes new life. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you are concerned about every part of Latrice's life. You are concerned about everything that touches her heart, everything, Lord, even when she lays up upon her bed at night and thinks about her life and contemplates her future and contemplates the things of the past and what may have done, have been, and what may be in the future. Lord, that you are listening and you are watching and you are aware. And Father, you are very in touch with her heart. Latrice is like, I can just see you laying in bed with your head on your pillow, thinking about your life at times. And God just, like the Lord just being right there and being just, you know, just so caring, so loving, and just so reassuring that, you know, he cares about those things that you care about, it, that he's concerned about your happiness. He's concerned about your peace. He's concerned about those desires of your heart and, you know, the way that you care for others and the way that you're selfless so often to help others. But he cares about your life too. He does care about how you feed into others and how that you help others and how, you know, how you speak into their lives and counsel them. But he also cares about your personal life and those dreams and those desires and wishes and the things that are on your heart for Latrice. He cares. I just sense God being very close to you and being very aware and just wanting to let you know that he cares, that he is involved in every part of your life and is involved and knows very well those dreams and those desires that are in your heart. So, Father, I just bless Latrice and Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just pouring your love out on her, Lord, and blowing across every part of her life a freshness and a newness and just an excitement, Lord, of things to come and things that could be and will be. And, Lord, just bring in a newness, just a newness, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. And you're absolutely right. I do the same thing. Sometimes it's a little pressing. I get up, I have to travel back and forth to school and doing clinicals in nursing school, and it's then doing ministry and in church, so it feels a little redundant and weighing heavy the physical aspect of it, because I do it sometimes 4 days a week. And so it's a little tiring. And then it's the summer session we're doing, about 16 weeks worth of work in about 9 weeks. So it can be a little overwhelming. But
I'm
God,
sure.
I know he has it. And I'm aware that he's mindful of the things that concern me, although I may not see it, but I know he's working when I think he's not not working.
Right. True. He's always working. We don't always see what he's doing, but I just, like I said, I just sense like a busy, busy business in your life, but a longing for more, for new, for refreshing, and just sense just God blowing across your life. So thank you, Jesus.
To stop looking for me in other people.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, God. But in spite of it is well.
You are faithful.
I am in expectation of manifestation of everything that he has said in my life.
I come into agreement with you, and I believe with you for those new things and those precious things that God has for you personally. So thank you, Jesus. Well, is there anything else, anything particularly that you needed prayer over?
Yes, my finances, I'm believing God for that increase so we can continue with this semester and see how it goes so I can come up and come out of this semester.
Well, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that what you call for, you provide for. And, Lord, we thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And, Lord, I want to thank you in advance for providing everything that Latrice needs, Lord, all the finances, all the energy, everything else, Lord, to pay for the schooling and whatever else she would have need of in this time, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that you're faithful and you're trustworthy, Lord, and Lord, we can just rest in your arms that it is done in Jesus' precious. Amen.
Amen. I do thank you again, Jenny, and I decree the blessings of the Lord upon you as well, my friend.
Thank you, sweet lady. Well, you have a blessed week.
You too. Good night.
Good night. What, 903-720, I believe this is my other Miss Sylvia.
Yes, good. How are you this evening?
I am good, I am good. Good to hear from you tonight.
Thank you.
So, well, let's pray for your Father. I thank you for Sylvia, Father, Lord. And I just hear the Lord say, I call you faithful. I call you faithful. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, that, Lord, that when she put her hand to the plow, Lord, that she did not turn back. Lord, that she has put her hand to the plow, and she has remained faithful. And, Lord, she has remained connected and focused on you. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for blessing her, Lord, for bringing peace, for bringing rest. I just sense, Sylvia, like just a spirit of rest that upon your home. It seems like so many times I have seen things literally like concerning your home, like the atmospheres in your home. I have seen that seem like time and time again, that literally in your home, like the presence of God and the spirit of God, it just seems like a spirit of peace and rest that resides in your home, that it's like a safe sanctuary. And that other, when others come in too, even if they would have that sense of feeling secure when that they're there. Lord, I thank you, Father, for manifesting that, Lord, that even where Sylvia is concerned, Lord, that she will always have that feeling of kept by you, Lord, that she is secure in you, Lord, but that the peace of God would even extend even to the edges of her property, Lord, that even her entire property line, Lord, would be surrounded, would be literally like draped in the peace of God and in the rest of God, Lord, that even those that step across her property, Lord, those that come upon her place and enter her home, Lord, that they would sense that, Lord, that it would just touch their hearts and open their hearts, Lord, to you and to open to you. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for giving Sylvia, Lord, that heartfelt knowledge and peace of Lord of provision, of provision. It's almost like I'm seeing Sylvia, like even where food is concerned, the Lord making you to know that He is your provider. And that He will provide for you and that you can rest in Him in every sense, that He will take care of you. But it's like I can see you standing there like with a jar of like what home canned, like you know, like the mason jars, like a quart of like food or some sort in your hand. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that she will always have that sense of knowing, God, that you are with her and that you provide for her, Lord, that she will always have that peace that no matter what is going on in this world, Father, that you are her provider, that you are her father. Just as the word says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Yes. Yes.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And Lord, that she would sleep sweet at night, knowing that you will take care of everything. Lord, that in any ways, that there will be
please try your call later.
Or that Sylvia will even have that.
Verizon Wireless, the wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 1-2-1.
Let me mute this. I'm not sure if there. Let me mute some of these. Okay, I think that's right. Let me try coming back to this. Okay, are you still there, Sylvia?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay, I don't know what that all of that was.
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you, Father.
Anyway, just a sense of God just making you to know that He's your provider and that He's always with you, and that regardless of what's going on in this world, that He will take care of you because you're His own, that you're His.
Yeah.
Well, I just thank you, Lord, for doing that. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the peace of God and the rest of God and the provision of God. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for the prayer. Yeah.
Did you have any special prayers today, Sylvia? Any special needs?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted you to pray for me and my family that God is just, what you were saying, supply my needs. He supplied all my needs, but it's just some things in spite of that I just kind of been going through. And I know heaven, he hears, and I still sleep right, and I don't worry about the things that fall around me in this world. But just kind of pray that prayer of not finances, but my needs, if it's including financial health and wealth.
So,
yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Father, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for that you are the God of abundance. Lord, abundant peace, abundant joy, abundant finances, abundant health. Lord, the word says that Jesus gave us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and all things is everything, that nothing was left out. And Lord, we thank you. We just thank you, Lord, that all provision has been made in every area, of our life, Lord, that you didn't leave anything out whatsoever. So, Father, I thank you for meeting every need of Sylvia's and her family, God, that your arm is not short to save, not in any way. So, Lord, regardless of whether it comes in friendships or caring or relationships, whether it comes in just, Lord, that you even love to give us the desires of our heart. Lord, your word says, Lord, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto it, Lord. So we know that everything that we need, it is in you. And Lord, that you're never stingy, Lord. You're never trying to withhold things from us, that you're always wanting our best. You're always, as any loving father, you love your daughters, you love your sons, and Lord, that you love to pour out to us. You love to bless us, Lord, that you're a good father. You're a good, good father, and it's your heart and your love to bless us and have us fulfilled and full in every way, Lord, spiritually, physically. Nothing was left. Absolutely nothing was left. So, Lord, we just thank you in advance. And, Lord, we thank you for every need. And, Lord, even desires of her heart, Lord, that are in alignment with your desires, Lord, that everything be full to overflowing. Lord, your word says that you prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies, Lord. Even, Lord, that we have abundance, even when there's things around us that would want us not to have, Lord. We just thank you, God, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I received a prayer and this night, evening. Thank you so much. So much for all the things that you had spoken of and from heaven. And thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. You're welcome, hon. Well, have a good evening, and God bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay, I didn't have a real good connection there. I hope that's not on the end of my computer here. Okay, 205-531, this is Miss Julia May.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Julia. How you doing tonight?
Yes, fine.
Oh, good, good, good. I got to clicking on some numbers. As different ones hang up, this little number thing goes up and down, and I realized I had opened your mic earlier. Somehow I had opened it up, so I apologize for that and opening it too soon. Sometimes I get a little feedback from different ones if I've got two or three different mics open at once. So anyhow, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, I hear the word standard. Lord, I thank you, Father, that Julia May has been a standard in her family. She has been has helped set like a rule of standard. Almost like a matriarch in your family, like one that would set the bar, so to speak, for your family that would, you know, I guess every family has that one in their family that, like we believe how they believe. You know, they kind of set the standards for our beliefs. They set the standards for what's acceptable by behavior. I know in my own family, my mother did that more. Dad worked a whole lot. And, of course, when we were young, most of my young life, my dad was not a believer, even though he had spirit-filled parents. Dad wasn't saved when we were young. But my mom was saved and spirit-filled, and she taught us about the Lord and took us to church and, taught us to have faith not only in God but faith in ourselves and in the sense of the abilities that God had given us and that, you know, if we worked hard at things that we could accomplish so much and taught us to be compassionate towards animal and respectful and compassionate towards people and, you know, mom was the one that kind of set the standards, so to speak, in our lives when we were growing up. And I sense some of that same about you, that like you have set a standard in your family that will stand, that will hold, that has really brought a foundation to your family, has really brought, like the foundation is solid, that standard that you have set is a solid foundation that will help bring others that get off, that sometimes they get off a center, so to speak. They get to where they're leaning a little this way and that way, but that the standard that you have set and the prayers and your relationship with God and the words of wisdom and your confidence in God, that it will help bring those back to center that get off center, even later in life, that this standard that you have set, how that it's it's like, you know, you're founded on the rock, Christ Jesus. It's like your feet are up on the rock. Your hope is in the rock, Christ Jesus. The faith that you've had, that ability to stand even in opposition and even when things have looked bad, that you have stood. And it doesn't mean at times our heart doesn't flutter a little bit, but we still stand, you know.
Oh,
but that it has really set a standard in your family that will help bring even correction at times to those that would try to wander in things. Because, you know, the word says, you know, raise a child in the way they should go, and when they grow older, they'll not turn from it. And that's, and I think this is not necessarily all just people that you raised, but those that have association with you, that your stand, your faithfulness, your integrity, your faith will help others in their life, even in years to come, to come back to center, to help get their feet back on solid ground when things around them tend to pull them off in one direction or another. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for what you have done in Julia's my life and her life, Lord, and what you are yet doing, Father. And I thank you, Father, for increase in her life. Lord, I thank you for honor in her life, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, even, Lord, for the honor of others coming to her. Lord, I thank you, Father, for even when others would come to her and would tell her how much they appreciate her and what an impact she has had in her life, in their life. Lord, that kind of honor and that kind of acknowledging her, Lord, that would be precious to her heart, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for just pouring out on Julia May's life, Lord, and bringing provision and bringing increase, Lord, for just bringing favor into her life, Lord, that even she would be amazed, Lord, as she looks back, Lord, that she'll be amazed, God, at your faithfulness in her life, and Lord, how you have kept her and favored her, and Lord, how that you have even guarded family members and have kept your hand on them, Lord, even when at times they've tried to run the other way. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for answering her prayers and, Lord, for just bringing a satisfaction in her life, Lord, that she'll be able to look back with satisfaction and contentment, Lord, at what you've done in her life and in the life of her family. Lord, that you're faithful. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, amen. Well, was there anything in particular that you were wanting prayer about, Julia May?
Yes, I'm talking to my sister in North Carolina, and we think about, you know, I'm back going, how did you get there? But I told her, I said, when I got married 41 years ago, they took my husband and his family, and I said, well, you know, we didn't have a car, because I need to go where I can get a ride. So, you know, we hadn't got back in church school yet. So, just want to make sure the church I'm at, God, that's what he wants to be at. And also pray for Johnson. We got to go to the hospital tomorrow. So she's panting a lot of fluid in her leg, belly, and swollen. And she had bent over. And I felt the leg the other morning. I'm like hard like a rock. So we can't figure out what's wrong. So she didn't push her head for a walk.
Right. Okay, your phone is breaking up a little bit, so to be honest, I missed some of that, but I'm going to go ahead and just pray. Father, Lord, you know every situation that's going on here, Lord, the needing rides, Lord, the needing transportation, Lord, the continued healing for Jennifer, Lord, and Lord, for the doctors even to figure out what's causing fluid and that sort of thing. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for bringing answers to every need in her life and in her family's life here, Lord. Lord, in working the timing out on things, Father, the working timing, whether it's others stepping up and helping them when it comes to transportation or when it comes to maybe needing to be in more than one place at one time, Lord, that others will step up and will help and will volunteer, Lord, that you'll help arrange things and provide in every way, Lord, that this all comes together and comes together without concern or without worry. And Lord, we just thank you for continued and complete healing, Lord, in each and everyone's life. Lord, we just thank you that Jesus is our healer. And Lord, we just plead the blood. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that provided it all. And Lord, we thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you for your concern for us. Lord, Lord, your word says that you are touched with compassion, that you feel the things you feel, Lord, the things that concern us, the things that bring worry, the things that bring discontent in our lives, Lord, that you are touched with compassion for us. So, Lord, I just thank you for your love, and I thank you for your help. Lord, we call it done. In the Lord Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting, and just keep calling. We keep praying for you, girl. Keep praying for your family.
Yeah, I receive you. I know he's still working with her, because like I said, we get through one hump, just like with the treatment, and then here come another life, and she's been through so much, and he done brought through so much, and now we don't understand that swelling, so we're going tomorrow to see where that swelling is coming from.
We just believe that the doctors are figure out what's going on there, and any correction that needs to be made will be made in whether medication, diet, whatever needs to be done. So, Lord, we just thank you for completing that healing, God.
Thank
in Jesus'
you.
Name. All right. Well, God bless you, hon. I hope you have a blessed week.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Uh-huh. 828-989. I believe this is Jennifer.
Hey, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. Are you doing okay tonight?
I'm growing and healing. That is my confession.
Well, there you go, and that's okay too. That's being honest, just like the message was. That's being down to earth and honest. So thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
But let's pray. Father, I thank you for Jennifer, Lord. And Jennifer, I'll be honest, I have prayed for you a couple times, just a little prayer this week, because I have seen, when I would think of you, I would see like the Lord standing beside you with his arm around your shoulder, and like I was standing on the side of a mountain, not a cliff, but the side of where there would be opening, and like gazing out across the expanse. But every time I would think of you, it was like I would see the Lord standing right next to you with like his arm over your shoulder, and the two of you looking out across the expanse of the mountains and the hills. And I honestly didn't know exactly what that meant, other than God was just with you. And but the sense of looking out, I just kept getting the feeling of like the Lord showing you things, whether it was, just showing you things. I don't know if it's things to come or things that are around you, but it was just a sense of God being with you, his arm around your shoulder, like that feeling of intimacy, that feeling of intimacy, and that God's showing you things, because that was the way I was seeing it, was like the Lord showing you, bringing your attention to things, showing you things, like not just gazing at the scenery, so to speak, but showing you things. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for your work in Jennifer's life, Lord, and Lord, that you have been revealing. I just sense it, that, Lord, that you have been revealing things to her. Lord, that you have been bringing understanding, and you have been putting things in order in her life. And, Lord, it's not just for knowledge's sake. Lord, it's for purpose, Lord, for calling, for purpose, for destiny, for future, yes, and even for peace, for the sake of peace, for the sake of putting things in order, Lord, that you have been showing her things, Lord.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for just your compassion, for your love, Lord, for your intimacy, Lord, for your kindness towards Jennifer, Lord. I'm hearing the words, things will not always be as they are.
Praise God.
Not always be as they are. I'm not getting any more than that, just God saying things will not always be as they are. So, Lord, I thank you for the new. Lord, I thank you for changes. Lord, I thank you for step by step, Lord, preparing her, God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. I wish I had more clarity on that, Jennifer, but he's not showing me much more than that at this time. Just things will not be as they are, and I just sense that God has been bringing reality to you. That's the word I'm getting, is reality, but it's His reality that He has been bringing to you. And not necessarily the reality of people, because people, many times, what they think is real is not really real. People can get an opinion, they can get a feeling, they can have a viewpoint, and it may be their reality in their mind, but it's not God's reality. It's not really reality. It can just be their viewpoint that they think is real, and I just see God bringing and has been bringing. It's a very strong sense that He has already been doing this, and that He is still not finished yet. Bringing God of His reality and His truth, and bringing even correction and viewpoints of putting things in order, putting things, giving you a real picture. Father, I thank you. Lord, I just thank you, God, that you are maturing Jennifer. You are bringing, you are really bringing a sense of truth into her life in a greater way, Lord. Even though she's had truth, Lord, you're opening things up to her to see, to understand, Lord, and that she will be able to relate truth in a palatable way and in an honest way with others, Lord, that will help bring them a little bit the same thing with Latrice, that you will help to be able to bring people back to center, bring them back to center, in a very palatable and gentle and real way, that will help people really understand truth, that have gotten ideas at times that were really swayed off of truth, that they have gotten, they've heard things, they've seen things, they've read things, whatever, they've heard the arguments of others, and it has really at times has got them pulled in a way that it's like it's not reality anymore, just not truth. And there's so much of that these days. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for using Jennifer, Lord, to speak truth, for using her, Lord, that she is believable, to others. You are believable, Jennifer, to others. You are believable. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for the ability to relate with others in an honest and caring and sensitive way. Lord, that you're working through her, and you're going to work through her. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That kind of went a little bit kind of roundabout, and just sensed like really heart matters. Heart matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's been more talents and gifts and other things, but really heart matters tonight.
Absolutely. That's pretty much what's been happening. It's been rough, but he is dealing with heart matters. Yes, very much.
God,
showing me
good
truth. And yes, I think opening my eyes, it's like everywhere I look, I see things like, you know, like if you'd say you'd look out in a forest and, you know, you'd see trees. I'm seeing pictures in trees. And, but with everything, like in trees and rocks and clouds and grass and concrete. And it's just like, what is going on? Like, so I guess he's opening my eyes and, you know, just taking me deeper and showing me, you know, speaking to me through pictures.
Yeah. He does. God has done that with me a lot of times, pictures. You know, we learn so well. Some of us really learn easier and better through pictures because they'll tend to stick in our mind. You know, you can pull a picture back up real easily, whereas we may not always pull up words in our memory that easily. I know I'm that way for sure. I've heard Randy say he's that way too. So awesome.
Very much.
Well, was
God
there
bless
anything
you.
Else? Oh, God bless you too,
I just, I just really want him to order my steps. Like I get kind of confused, you know, going this way and that way, and I feel like I'm not accomplishing much because I'm all over the place, and I just really want to have concrete steps, like a path to follow so I can complete things, I guess.
You know, that word he gave about things will not always be this way might have had some to do with that. So I know God is working. You know, he's working and he's maturing you. And he has really had you pulled to himself. He's really had you set aside to himself, I know.
Yeah. And
I know
you
said some of that, but I have always
back.
Sensed that too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People don't understand that. It's really hard to explain. You know, people think you're alone, and I think people like to transfer or project their own feelings of loneliness onto me, and I'm not lonely. Like, I have Jesus. I'm not lonely, and he has me in this place, and it's okay. But, you know, people think that you need to get out, you need to do this, you need to do that, and it's so hard. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that totally. I understand that totally. Sometimes it's nice not to have the distractions, to be honest.
Yes, very much.
It's just the
very
peace
much.
Of not being exposed to everything going on in everybody else's lives, so for sure. Well, have a blessed week, sweetie, and I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you were willing to hold for a good while. So.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too. All right, 402-214. I believe this is Sharon. Hello? 402-214. It sounds like we are having connection problems again tonight, sweetie. I can't hear you at all, but I'm getting a lot of static. I tell you what, let me come back to you. You might, I don't know if you hang up and call back in, if that will help any, or go to a different spot in the room or something like that. But I don't know the connections. I'm not able to hear you at all. So I'll come back to you. Okay, 919-426.
Hello, this is Destiny from North Carolina.
Okay. Hi, Destiny. I hadn't talked to you in a while, sweetie. Good to hear from you tonight. Well, let's pray for you, Father. Lord, I thank you for Destiny, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you for your special care for her, Lord, your love for her, God. It seems like, Destiny, that I'm kind of getting a little bit of a feeling like maybe you've been a little disappointed or a little down lately or something. We all go through seasons where maybe things that we've expected haven't happened the way we wanted to, or maybe just sometimes we get tired of waiting. And sometimes just the doldrums of going through the same things. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for just lifting Destiny up. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just infusing her with new joy and new peace, Lord. Father, Lord, that you would just work in relationships, Lord. Lord, relationships sometimes can be complicated. People can be complicated. And Lord, even at times when our hearts, when we really care about someone and we love them and we're doing our best to be friends with them, to be a help to them, to just be a blessing in their lives. Sometimes there are people around us that they're just a little complicated. They're just a little complicated. And Destiny, you know, I don't have a clue what I'm talking about. I'm just speaking as things are coming across my heart here. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for Lord helping Destiny to stay focused, God. Lord, that with the things that go on with others, Lord, that it would not weigh heavy on her heart. Lord, we do care about others, but we don't want to take on the burdens of others because we were never created to carry burdens. And honestly, I know in my own life, I see people sometimes that they make mistakes and I see them going down a path that it hurts my heart for them because I know that the direction they're going, the things that they're doing will ultimately bring harm to them and not necessarily physical harm, but are destructive to their life. Not things that are, you know, just bad choices, poor choices and poor thought processes. You know, and sometimes we so want to help them. We so want to speak truth to them. We so want to be able to have a voice with them or input in their life so that it will just bless them and it can help them. And it's not always received. You know, we don't always have a voice with everyone like that. You know, I have family members even that I so would love to be able to just speak, you know, the love of God and wisdom of God and just speak to them, but I'm not received. You know, I'm not received with some of them, so I don't have that option. All I can do is pray for them. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing joy and understanding into Destiny's life. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for those doors that are open, Lord, where she is received and she is loved. And, Lord, those places, even though she has a heart of compassion, Destiny, I just sense like a heart of, that you have a heart of compassion, that you care about things, you care about people, you care about things in this world, just a compassionate heart that when maybe you don't have the voice or you don't have the influence that you would like to have, that it not hurt your heart, that it not hurt your feelings and things like that. Just that God take you higher, that God just keep your path straight before you, that He continue to pour joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength, but the joy of the Lord also draws others to us. You know, everybody enjoys being around someone that's happy and joyful and looks like they've got it all together. And, you know, those things that weigh on our hearts or concern us, you know, most of the time in our prayer closet or in our alone time with God, that's most of the time those are the times that we'll talk to the Lord about that. You know, so it's just between He and I, you know, between us and the Lord. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for working in Destiny's life, Lord, and for bringing blessing, for bringing increase, the favor of God. Destiny, I do sense the favor of God goes before you and goes with you where you go. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for using her in every way. And, Lord, I thank you for answering her prayers and for hearing her prayers, Lord, and being an influence in many places with many people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Yeah. I hope that made sense to you. It seemed like there was, you know, just seemed like I was picking up on something there that maybe has weighed on your heart a little recently. That. Anyhow. I just pray that God blesses you and helps you in every way. Did you have anything in particular you wanted to share tonight, or a prayer, a specific prayer you were needing?
No, I did not have anything particular, but what you did say, that it did really touch us to the situation that I'm going through at the moment.
Okay. Well, God knows. God knows. Well, I just thank the Lord for just guiding you in all of that, and no unnecessary unnecessary hurt feelings or no unnecessary concern on your part. So thank you, Jesus, for that, for leading Destiny in those areas. Amen. Well, thank you for calling in, hon. I think I've got just a few more minutes here, and maybe I don't know if I can get to everybody or not. I'm going to try. So anyhow, God bless you, sweetie, and thank you for calling, and thank you for waiting so long.
The same to you. Thank you very, very much.
God bless you. Let's see. I've got some other numbers here that I did not. Let me double check who I've talked to, who I haven't talked to. Okay, 954-580. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Gina. This is Carolyn.
From Hi, Carolyn. Yes, ma'am. Let me write this down right quick.
Yeah.
Well, good to hear from you tonight. I thought about you a little earlier when I was in the program, so I'm glad you called. So are things going well with you tonight, or any special concerns tonight, or any special thing on your heart?
Yes, thank you. I want you to pray as a Holy Spirit lead. But I also have a procedure to do, a medical procedure next week, Monday. It was rescheduled to next week, Monday. Just kindly pray that God will just take full control,
okay,
and there won't be any rescheduling again. And so.
Okay. Well, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you order Carolyn's steps, Lord, that you do go before her, Father, and you make the crooked ways places straight. And Lord, I thank you that your hand is upon her life, Lord, that you have surrounded her with your love. You have surrounded her with your protection and your care. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that even where this medical procedure is concerned, Lord, that you have prepared the way, Lord, that this would just go easily, Lord, that it would be successful, Lord, that it would not be any extra concern to Carolyn, Lord, that it not be, Lord, we just ask for Lord, for there to be no pain, Lord, for there to be just an extra special quick healing, Lord, that you guide the doctor's hands, and Lord, give her the very best doctors and nurses, Lord, for whatever this is she's having done. And Lord, I just thank you in advance, Lord, for your constant care and your angels around her, Lord, and that she will just breeze through this, Lord, without a concern in the world, and just know that she is resting in your love, that you have her, that you're watching over her, that you're taking care of her, Lord, and that all of us will work in time. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, that you have been doing a work in Carolyn's life, Lord, that you have been, Carolyn, in a sense that God has been working on you in the areas of rest and trust, because he would not ever have you worried about anything, and have just so sensed that as almost like if you just lay back in his arms and let him carry, that you will see things move easier and quicker. You know, when you see people in the water, like if someone's in the water and they're drowning, and they say if someone jumps in to save them, if that person kind of fights them, is flailing and this and that, that sometimes it makes it much more difficult for the person that's the lifeguard to save them, where if that person will just relax and let that lifeguard put their arms around their neck, I think's how they do it, and swim back to shore, then they're both safer. You know, it's much easier for the lifeguard to come out and save someone that will just relax and let them get a hold of them and swim back to shore with them And that may not be the best comparison here, a lifeguard and someone drowning, but I just sense that as God has, I just sense that God's been working on your trust level. He's been working on your ability to learn how to just release to him in total trust, just like a little kid does. You know, a little kid, daddy says, you know, jump off the table into my arms, and those kids, they'll just leap off the table with total abandon and not a care in the world that God, that their father wouldn't catch them. They just have all the confidence in the world that father will catch them, you know, and they just, with glee, they just jump off a table into dad's arms. And I just sense that God's been working, that's something he's already been doing, that he's been working in your confidence level in him and your trust level in him, and that you are moving towards that more and more and more. And as you do, that you will see things flow easier in life. You will see answers come quicker. You will see you won't feel as much struggle. Whereas I just sense that now sometimes you feel like you struggle a little on and off, that you will have less of that, that things will just move smoother and easier and more timely and everything, and that you'll have sweeter sleep. You'll have more rest in mind even when you're awake and doing other things, that you will not feel like you're in any way like distracted, that your mind's trying to hit on this, you know, that you're trying to think of half a dozen things at once, that you'll be able even to focus more on one or two things as you need to, because you just have that confidence and that trust in God. I just sense you getting to a point that you would just like, you know, like just ride on the wings of the Lord, you know, just be carried by God and just resting in him and being amazed, really being amazed at how smoothly things go and how the advances in various things, advances in parts of your life that you will have, how much quicker that things will come across and how much quicker things will happen just as your confidence and trust in God works. But I sense that God's been doing that in your life, that you are growing in that area, that you are moving forward in that, but that's been kind of a key thing. That's been kind of a key thing that God's been doing in your life. But it will reap more rewards than you really know, than you really even realize at this time. So, Father, I just thank you for doing that. I thank you for the blessings of God on Caroline's life. And, Lord, I thank you for, Lord, just showing your love in such a strong and magnificent and powerful way, Lord, that she will just leap into your arms, Lord, with such abandonment and such trust and such confidence. Lord, I just thank you for it, Lord, and I thank you for bringing healing and bringing correction, Lord, to whatever she needs, Lord, in her body and physically. And, Lord, I thank you for sleep, sweet sleep, and Lord, even a rest of mind in her awakened hours. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you for that encouraging word. Thank you.
God bless you too. God bless you too. I hope that I hope that resonated with you, and I just look forward to seeing what all God does.
It did.
All right. Well. Thank you for calling, hon. Thank you for waiting, and I think I'm about out of time.
You're welcome.
She's already given me a countdown tonight. So God bless you, and I hope you have a beautiful week.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye. Thank
you. All right. That is, let me try one more time here. My time is just about up, but let me try again with Sharon here. 240-482. Do you have any better connection, Sharon?
This isn't Sharon. This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, no. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. No, I'm anyhow. The other one was 402. This one's 240. Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't even have your name written down on yours, girl. That's great. Well, thank you for holding, and I'm glad I didn't shut the program off. But let's pray for you right quick. Father, I thank you for Valerie, God, and I thank you. I hear the word, the strong. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the strength that you have put in Valerie, God, and I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, sometimes we feel, and sometimes it's truth, that we have to be strong in ourselves. I mean, that's just a reality in life, that we have to sometimes just be strong, be brave and be strong and to stand. That is part of it because we are, you know, we're the children of God. But, Lord, we always have to know that our strength, it comes from you. It comes from you, Lord. So I thank you, Father, that even at times, Lord, when Valerie might feel that maybe that she would come to the end of her strength, Lord, that at times when she feels like, you know what, God, I don't feel so strong today. I have been strong, and I've stood, and I've tried to keep my attitude right, and I've tried to put my best foot forward. And Valerie, it almost seems like sometimes that, because I feel this way once in a while too, that sometimes we just like, God, I just don't feel strong today, you know, almost. Sometimes we would almost feel defensive a little bit that Lord, I have stood and I'm trying to do the right thing and I've prayed and God, I just don't feel certain that God would just fill you with that sense and that knowing that He is your strength and that even when we feel like that maybe we can't measure up or feel like that we can't, you know, sometimes we feel like, okay, I just don't know if I can muster up another, you know, enough strength or muster up enough whatever we're needing, fortitude to get through the next situation, that God would bring a peace and that God would bring just a rest to you, that God would bring that, like that fatherly hug that says, you know, that says, sweetie, I've got this. You don't have to be strong every day. Because I do have your back, and I am with you, and I am your strength, and I will hold you up, and you can lean on me, and you can let me, you can trust me to take care of situations. You know, and that can be hard to do sometimes because most of us, I don't know about you, but for me personally, I've always been a fix-it person, you know, and I think that's part of a woman's personality is a little bit because when we're working, if you're in a household, and particularly I don't have children, but for the ones that have children, you know, they're typically having to fix things and put things together. It's, you know, in a lot of ways, the woman is the one that kind of keeps the household together, that keeps things flowing and working in a household. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for just bringing, Lord, new joy to Valerie, Lord, for new strength, Lord, but for letting her know in every which way that she can lean on you, that she doesn't always have to be superwoman, that she doesn't always have to have every answer, that she doesn't have to always have all the wisdom in every situation because you are all of that. You are all of that. Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for just, Lord, just breathing across her heart, breathing across her mind, Lord, Father, even bringing some new things her way, some new joys, some new, even new entertainment, new, just some new connections and some things that would just bring a freshness into her life. And Lord, I thank you for blessing. Lord, I thank you for meeting every financial need. Lord, that her mind would be at rest and at peace over every financial need, Lord. That you are her provider, that you love her, Lord, that you're with her and you're for her. Lord, and that she just would just take your hand in every way and just run with you, just follow with you, Lord. Even when sometimes we'll look back and say, but what about this? But what about that? Lord, that Valerie will have every trust and every confidence in you just to take your hand and to walk forward. And sometimes even things that are unresolved behind us, sometimes there are still things that God will say, let it go and move on. Let it go and walk on. You know, because a lot of times we'd like to change things, but we just can't. You know, and sometimes things will eventually change, mm-hmm. and sometimes they don't, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have that in my own life with family members, too, things that I would so love to be different, but I can't change other people. So we just trust them to God, and we pray for them, and know that God's ultimately, each one is, you know, it's their journey with the Lord. Each one has their own journey, and it's only God changes lives, only God changes hearts, you know, and my part is to keep my heart pure with God. My part is to walk out my journey with God, and sometimes he will say, walk on and don't look back, you know, and it's not mm-hmm. a mean thing. He doesn't do it in mm-hmm. meanness. It's not even always a burning a bridge thing. It's just, come on, I have a journey for you, and let's walk on. And then, you know, the Lord sometimes will say, I will take care, you know, that one's my concern. You know, sometimes the Lord, he'll just say, you know, that one belongs to me or that one is my concern. Let me handle that and just has us move on. So, I don't really know what I'm talking about here. I'm just talking what I'm sensing, what I'm feeling, what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, mm-hmm. those things. So, Lord, I just thank you for blessing Valerie and bringing peace. And, Lord, bringing new joy and new freshness and, just like new air, like new air to you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Wow, that's just very, very, very encouraging.
Well, God knows.
Much
you know,
needed.
I haven't talked to you in a
he
while.
He really knows.
What's going on with you, but God knows, so. Well, Valerie, was there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight?
I was just going to ask for prayer just for strength and patience. And you already prayed about strength, but
okay.
just patience in dealing with my kids. You know, it's been me for a while, and it's just been very challenging. And also just for my memory, for clarity of thinking on the job, it's been kind of a struggle to think clearly. And so just clear thinking.
Okay. I think I'm down to about 2 minutes, so let me pray right quick. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing clarity and understanding to Valerie. Father, Lord, that, Lord, any kind of fogginess, anything, Lord, would lift. Father, I thank you, Lord, for giving her patience and understanding and insight where children are concerned, Lord, and just helping her, Lord, to walk that out. Lord, helping her to walk that out. Father, I thank you, Lord, for being with the kids and protecting them, Lord, protecting their hearts, their minds, Lord, even their influences from outside influences, relationships with other children, teachers, whatever that would be. Lord, and guarding their hearts, guarding their lives. And, Lord, I just thank you for all you're doing and working, Lord, the growth, the spiritual growth, Lord, the understanding, Lord, and the untangling, Father, the untangling, Lord, like of the web, of the weave, Lord, just the untangling of some things. And, Lord, I just thank you that you're working and you're doing. And, Lord, but I thank you in all of it for bringing peace to Valerie. Lord, bringing peace and Lord, helping her to focus and helping her, Lord, to put things in order so that life flows easier. Lord, so that life flows easier. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you very much. God bless
you.
You're
welcome. Okay, it's given me a prompt that I have got to sign off. So God bless you guys. I love you. I wish you all the best. And I will talk to y'all another time. Amen.
Amen.